This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Obviously, we'll keep you up on all of the action as it unfolds over the course of the next few hours. We started with Ronnie Stanley. This broke on what, on Saturday, that he was sticking around. No surprise, but it's this guy that, you know, got trimmed 50% of his salary last year, played well enough to be a Pro Bowl alternate, and now is reaping the benefits of it. And I guess the one thing that we can look at for his resurgence, he was healthy. And he even said during training camp inning that this is the healthiest I've been since the 2020. Because he got hurt. He had just signed his extension in the season.
Yep.
Then got hurt against Pittsburgh. So he was all systems go halfway through that season. So it has been a long and sometimes tortuous climb for him to get back to where he was before, which was first team All-Pro at that
time. Yeah. Prior to him getting hurt, and the reason he got that big contract, he was the best left tackle in the NFL. And then he gets hurt, and then it's a three-year fix, basically. I mean, something kept going wrong with the surgery, couldn't work out. And the problem is, you know, like in the offseason, all you're doing is rehabbing. And what does that mean? You can't get bigger, you can't get stronger, because you're just trying to get better. And this offseason, like Bob just said, he was there the whole offseason, and he got to lift. He got to train. He didn't miss any practices. OTAs, mini camp, regular season, the whole thing. Didn't miss anything, and it showed. And if he can continue to do that, if he can, and he doesn't have any surgeries this offseason, so it's just a continuation of all that. So he should continue to get better, even at 31 years old, because he had like a three-year hiatus.
Now, since that's taken care of, what are you looking at the offensive line? Maybe not today, maybe not the next couple of days. McCary's a free agent. Patrick McCary, who was your starting left guard last year. Does this close the door on that reunion?
Yes.
And if so, what's plan, maybe plan A, knowing that this could have been the reality all along?
I would think, Bob, that we're going to see at 27, if the right guy were to be there, we could see a guy starting at left guard. And it could be a guy who is a tackle in college that's going to play guard, or otherwise we've got Voorhees. Now, my concern, Bob, soon as I saw this, with Josh Allen, I'm going, oh, man. Is Lamar going to want a deal? You know, I mean, are we going to go through all that again? That was my concern.
Well, I'm guessing if you missed it, Josh Allen just got extended. And, yeah, he's the highest paid player in the NFL. But it always kind of trickles to the next guy. And I was telling Robbie Spurs Pace this morning, a year from now, Lamar's probably going to do the same thing to Josh Allen. Because Josh signed his deal I think a year before Lamar reached his agreement.
Yeah, and to me, that's a pretty good point, Bob. You tell Lamar, hey, Lamar, you know what? You run it back again, we'll take care of you next year.
And nothing says you're going to start sucking all of a sudden.
No, because if Lamar's been healthy, he's been up for the MVP every year.
Yep.
So, so I think they will, I would imagine because of what they went through the first time, Eric and Lamar have a pretty good relationship, and that's probably already been told to him.
Yeah, because that thing did get dramatic.
Oh, boy.
With the trade request, yes, and things got kind of angst-ridden. It was all settled, and Lamar won an MVP, should have won it this year, since that all was settled. But, yeah, Josh Allen got paid, and paid big. Getting back to DK Metcalf goes to Pittsburgh and out affects Baltimore. Brandon Stevens, free agent. We were assuming he's gone.
Let's hope.
So now what do you do here? Darius Slay. I mean, there's some veteran guys that became available over the last few days.
Yeah. I would posit, you know, right player, right price for the Ravens. So, you know, is there a guy that wants to come and try to win a Super Bowl for the right price? The thing about it is, Bob, I think why we keep seeing mocks for the Ravens with safeties, you know, all of a sudden now you look at the division – and you say, okay, we've got Pickens, we've got Metcalf, 6'4 guys. You know, Darius Washington, one of the issues with him is size. So, you know, whether it be Starks or Emma Worry from South Carolina, somebody like that at 27, I think that becomes a real possibility.
Now, for the Steelers, they get DK Metcalf from Seattle. Mm-hmm. Now, the first thing I thought when I saw it, well, Russell Wilson's coming back. Nope. Doesn't appear as though he's coming back. Justin Fields. Now Aaron Rodgers now in the mix. Yeah. All of a sudden, we got to deal with this guy again?
Well, what it sounds like, Bob, was they've made offers to Justin Fields. And supposedly, and he's in Dubai, Justin Fields is, as we're talking.
Okay.
And they made an offer to him. He hadn't taken the offer. So, if he hadn't taken it, and basically he could have signed. I mean, they probably made him, you know, a good offer last night, and he says, I want to wait, because he wants to hear what everybody else is saying, because in reality, he started out 4-2 for them, and then Russell Wilson took over, started out good, and then sucked kind of at the end. And did we see Justin Fields? Nope.
No.
So he kind of tells you what they really think of him, but it was kind of surprising that all of a sudden they want him back. And Bob, I mean, just looking at it, if I just go get Metcalf and I got Pickens, I got two receivers that want the ball all the time and that are egomaniacs and bitch and complain a lot. And then I'm bringing in Justin Fields, who I want him to play because he can run better. That seems like, Bob, that just seems like a lot of bitching and complaining on the sidelines, I think.
On paper, it looks good. Hey, keep in mind, Najee Harris is a free agent, too. So there's no guarantees he's even going to be back.
No, but I just think that they're, you know, I think if they get Aaron Rodgers, I think it's a much better fit for those receivers than Justin Fields. You know, I mean, Justin Fields got a big arm and he can throw it, but those guys are going to want the ball. I mean, Pickens, we've seen him go off, and Metcalf's going off last year, too. So Mike Tomlin's got, well, typical Pittsburgh. I mean, that's the types of receivers they get, Bob, is, you know, guys that you got to control a little bit.
Myles Garrett, this one kind of floored me. Extends with Cleveland, highest paid non-quarterback in the NFL. This guy wrote a goodbye letter, a Dear John, if you will, to Cleveland. Refused Jimmy Haslam to meet with him to pacify his trade demands. And boy, all of a sudden, a Koufax 12-6 curve came out of nowhere, and he re-ups. Congratulations to him. Cleveland's still going to stink. But boy, when that money comes a-calling, it's hard to say no, I guess. I mean, they are a year removed from going to the playoffs. It's not like they've been 2-15 for five straight years, but there are a lot of things that lead you to believe that they're going to be bottom feeders in the AFC North for a while.
Well, Bob, they don't have a quarterback. Chubb's a free agent. You know, your O-line was shaky. And Jock, who knows when he's coming back, one of their better defensive players.
Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah.
So, I guess money talks and BS walks. So I agree with you, Bob. I don't see Cleveland. You know, I mean, the rumor out there is that Kirk Cousins will go to Cleveland when he gets cut by the Falcons because he and Stefanski were together in Minnesota. So that makes sense.
Sure.
And then, you know, if that happens, then they have the second pick of the draft. You going to put Abdul Carter next to Garrett? You know, I mean, that would be...
That's an intriguing scenario for sure.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
But so.
Now, Kirk Cousins, he was a disaster in Atlanta. Look, they signed him to this massive pre-agent contract, and then drafted a quarterback in the first round, Penix from Washington, by way of Indiana, and that wound up benching Kirk Cousins when it was all said and done. I mean, is there still anything left in the Cousins tank based on the tank job, basically, he did for the Falcons last year?
I would say, Bob, that Cousins will be better this year than last year because his mobility was bad with that torn Achilles. He couldn't. He was a sitting duck. You know, I mean, he's kind of a sitting duck anyhow, but he was really a sitting duck. So that's why I think he'll be better where he goes. He's got a $10 million roster bonus due on Sunday. So they're playing chicken right now, Bob, okay, is what they're doing. So we'll see. So I don't think they want to pay. They've already paid him $90 million. How about that? He's made $90 million from them and played 1 year.
We were talking off the air, J.C. Horn, Carolina. He got a massive extension today from the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, cornerback, 4 years, $100 million, $70 million guaranteed. I mean, that's what everybody's looking for now, is the guaranteed, because that's the only thing that really is, you know, in your pocket. Like Ronnie Stanley's, you know, he's got 3 years, $60 million, 44 guaranteed. So he's getting 44.
Khalil Shakur got extended in Buffalo. He got a nice payday. We talked about Josh Allen got a significant. He's a highest paid player history of the NFL. Aaron Jones, speaking of the Vikings, he's going to stick around for another year with them. So outside of quarterback, it seems as though they're going to try to, no pun intended, run it back themselves a little bit.
Now, Bob, I did Mad Dog Radio yesterday, and they asked me about, you know, Aaron Rodgers. And I think, Bob, if I'm Aaron Rodgers and they want me, the Vikings are the best place for him. Just like you said, you know, they got the Aaron Jones back. They got the receivers. They got the tight end. They got a good O-line. They got a good defense. You playing indoors. I would think that, you know, and then J.J. McCarthy can kind of take his time. There's no pressure. And you go with Aaron Rodgers. So, but I don't think that's as hot of a rumor thing as Pittsburgh is right now. And the Giants. Sounds like Aaron Rodgers, you know, the Giants. The Giants want everybody and nobody wants the Giants.
I could see why.
Me too.
Yeah, lame duck GM, lame duck coach. Also, Geno Stone was traded from Seattle to the Raiders. That kind of came out of nowhere too. Third round draft pick. Or Geno Metcalf. Smith. Geno Smith.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Geno Smith. And that was all Pete Carroll. Pete loves Geno Smith. And that's who Pete wanted. So they're back together. And so Pete's comfortable with him. And what does Pete Carroll want to do? Pete wants to run the ball, play defense, you know, and then not throw it a ton, but still be able to throw it. And that's what Geno Smith can do for him.
Davante Adams to the Rams, 2-year deal.
I like that. I like, and he's from California.
And Cup's out of there.
Yeah,
so.
Cup's out. And then Tutu Atwell, they signed for 1 year, $10 million last year. So they got three receivers there. Bob, we talked about, I think the Rams are going to be pretty good.
Well, they're defending champs in the division, look to be the favorites for sure to do so. They kept Matt Stafford around, made him healthy and happy financially. So NFL, it's a flurry of stuff. We're going to keep you up to date on it as it goes through today.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. Or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.